It is very easy to get wrapped up in violence. I spoke on my show yesterday about how we all know who profits in war and who loses. One of the topics I have avoided giving my full opinion on is the Israeli and Palestine conflict. In short form, and like a sane person, I hate war. But let's look at the quick facts of it. Yes, Israel had every justification to go in. Yes, if we believe the numbers from Hamas and IDF, more than 33,000 Palestinians have been killed with the conflict, and 10 to 12,000 have been Hamas. Believe it or not, this is normal in this kind of urban warfare for as far as the casualties go. It still sickens me. Just even since October 7th, the amount of innocent lives that have been lost are tragic, and I genuinely pray for their souls. This conflict has done nothing but enrage hate among the United States citizens for Jews and Muslims. A report from the Jewish advocacy group Anti-Defamation League tallied 8,873 anti-Semitic incidents in 2023, which is a 140% increase from 2022 and a record high since the ADL began keeping track in 1979. I mean, teachers who held up signs on social media accounts that say "I stand with Israel" caused a riot in their school. In an article from the Council on American-Islamic Relations, it said it had received 3,578 complaints during the last 3 months of 2023, amid what was called the ongoing wave of anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian hate. The figure is a 178% rise from complaints in the same period from a year earlier. Please, I would love to hear what is the point of hate? You can't give me a rational answer. You can't. You can be angry about how you feel pushed out of your homeland. You can feel angry about October 7th. You can be angry at how the IDF operates. You can be angry that Palestinians overwhelmingly support Hamas. Your hate does nothing but incite violence, especially here in America. All you're doing is inciting violence. All are made in the image of God and deserve forgiveness. Everyone needs prayer, grace, and mercy. What is the point of trying to make the world a better place if all you do is hate? Look, I think you all know where I'm heading with this show today, so let's just get on with it. I'm Pierce Crawford, and welcome to the Crawford Press. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you here. If you ever have any comments or questions for me or about the show, please feel free to email me at crawfordcoffee@protonmail.com. Honestly, would love to hear from you. It's a lot more of a somber show today, as hate is really filling the air. So let's just get into the headline. Bishop Marmari Emmanuel was attacked by a 16-year-old assailant in Sydney, Australia. According to Reuters, the 53-year-old bishop, who has a popular youth following on TikTok and was awarded by YouTube in 2023 for hitting 100,000 subscribers, has been a target for criticism, hate, and online trolling. On Monday night, a male teenager stabbed him and other worshippers with a knife during a sermon at the Assyrian Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Western Sydney. The Independent continued, saying it triggered a riot outside the church. Two officers were injured, with one suffering a broken jaw after he was hit with a brick and fence paling. 10 police cars were destroyed. On Tuesday, New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb declared the church attack a terrorist incident, and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese urged the public not to take the law into their own hands. It is not acceptable to impede police and injure police during their duty or to damage police vehicles in a way that we saw last night, he added. On an X profile that shares the TikToks of the bishop, stated the service was being live streamed when a teenager approached the altar and stabbed the bishop as well as several others who attempted to intervene. Thankfully, the injuries sustained were not life-threatening, and those affected are receiving care. I'm now going to really quickly play a clip from the bishop, as I didn't know who he was because I'm not really on social media before this, and I wanted you to get an idea of who he is, and then we'll transition into my analysis.
Stop chasing the world, because the world will never give you a healed heart. The world will always break your heart. Remember, wake up, my son. Wake up, my daughter. The more you chase the world, the more your heart is broken and will be shattered once and for all.
This world is just full of evil. The reason this bishop was attacked was for his popularity and, according to his attacker, speaking against the Muslim prophet Muhammad. If you actually listen to the bishop, he talks about peace more than anything, especially between Israel and Palestine. how he went to Gaza and saw the brokenness, how he believes we need to show peace to God's chosen people and peace will be on you. How, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23 is an important chapter to read. I recommend reading it now or after the show. I know this isn't a typical headline story that I would place up. However, I think it is so important to show compassion. Even if you don't believe in the Almighty God, care for those around you as though you did believe. My only rebuke on this earth is for those who want to destroy all the Lord has created, and I need to work on forgiving more, as I'm sure all of you do. Thankful that the Lord has protected this bishop, as the little I've heard from his sermons, his heart seems in the right place. Now, on to Extra Extra, read all about it. It's hard to actually give justice and properly transition off that story, but the news does continue. Coming to us from NBC News, a federal appeals court struck down a West Virginia law that barred transgender athletes from competing on girls and women's sports teams in public schools and colleges. In a 2-1 ruling, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with Becky Pepper Jackson, 13, a transgender girl who argued that the law prevented her from running on the girls' cross-country and track teams at her West Virginia middle school. The federal appeals court, which is based in Richmond, Virginia, concluded that the state's legislation violated Title IX, a federal civil rights law that prohibits sex-based discrimination in schools or education programs that receive funding from the federal government. What are we doing to these kids? We tell them that they can be the opposite sex and affirm they are just one of the girls and don't have an advantage. The Title IX argument is just hilarious because in a way they are discriminating against women, saying men can dominate them in sports. Women, real women need their own spaces. What people don't understand is when you give a right to someone, someone else loses it in a certain fashion. This 13-year-old boy has the right to be on the girls' track team now. That means the girls' team loses the right to feel safe in locker rooms and fight in a fair competition. We are lying to these kids, confusing them, all in the name of some evil fetish and lab rat testing on this generation. It is truly sickening, and the sexual orientation piece should have never been added into the law as it's so broad and majority is just harmful to these kids. But again, I digress. Let's move into the final segment of today, the back page. This is the last segment I'm going to be adding to the show for the time being. Basically, something you may not have heard of, something hardly worth mentioning, but I think is hilarious. That's what's going to be on the back page. And it's never going to take up too much time. Actually, I think this intro takes up way more time than the actual segment will take. But this is an audio-only podcast, so I can't really show the video in all its glory, but the embarrassment of the Republican Party United States House. If you look up the video of the House Republicans delivering Mayorkas impeachment articles to the Senate and demanding a full trial, it is absolutely hilarious. Mayorkas, you know, is our Secretary of Homeland Security, and what makes this an embarrassment is 13 Republicans are marching down the halls of Congress, putting on this grand show. I mean, it's just posturing, and please, if you have the time, look up this video, because they're so proud of themselves, they're so stuck up. And I want Mayorkas to be impeached, okay? But this is just a overdramatic show that does not need to be put on camera. It just makes the Republican Party look like a bunch of idiots, honestly. But hey, let's wrap this show up with the editorial notes. You know, what's always hilarious to me about the editorial notes category is it's the category that I put the least notes and thought process into, because really I'm just sitting here and chatting away. The show is a bit shorter today, and I understand that, but I really wanted to focus on that story of the bishop, because a lot of the time it just falls under the cracks. I mean, a lot of people would say that story deserved to be on the back page, but I appreciate you consistently listening to what I have to say, what I value, and what I find important. And that's the whole point of this editorial notes section, is really just to wrap things up a little bit. And so if you guys have any comments, anything you want to reply, something that you think I missed, something that you disagree with, I really would love to hear your thoughts on CrawfordCoffee@ProtonMail.com. And this editorial notes section, this is where I would say it. This is where I will respond to it publicly. So again, as I wrap up this unprepared section of the show, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And as always, I will talk to you tomorrow. God bless.